From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Kevin Foley reading A Small Case of Murder, a Joshua Thornton mystery by Lauren Carr. Now let's begin with the prologue to A Small Case of Murder. Spring 1970. Lulu didn't even try to hide her amusement about the young man's fascination with her breasts. It was clearly the first time the kid had ever seen a braless woman in a see-through top. The postal clerk was so rattled by Lulu Jefferson's fashion statement that he almost forgot to stick the stamp she bought onto her envelope before posting and tossing it into the local mail bin. The braless look was all the sensation in California. It just hadn't reached Chester, West Virginia yet. With its cobblestone streets and churches on every corner, some people would think the small town was still stuck in the 50s. Singer-songwriter Lulu Jefferson kept up with the latest fads. It was essential in her line of work. On her way to being the next Nancy Sinatra, Lulu wore her sun-bleached hair down past her waist and her skirts up above the middle thigh. Her bare feet were more of a statement of her generation than her country roots. Lulu preferred the Rolling Stones to Hank Williams. The singer hummed her next would-be hit, if it ever reached the ears of the right people, as she strolled up Second Street Hill to her rented room over the Langley's garage nestled under an old maple tree. Sometimes Lulu thought Chester was surrounded by a force shield, like something out of Star Trek, which kept the rest of the world out. Her friends were selective about the outside influences they let inside, like marijuana.